Well, there's one more lockdown piece, and then I promise we'll move on to brighter horizons. Maggie Gallup from the Norfolk Federation of the WI has been reflecting on how life has changed during lockdown, and in some ways she feels there might have been some changes for the better. I wonder what they are, Sam.
When we started this journey on March the 23rd, lockdown felt like lock-up to me and many others. How would we cope without popping to the shops when we ran out of this and that? And why couldn't we visit our children? We had the previous week and nothing happened. And suddenly we found ourselves without choices, without the choice of going where we wished, without the choice of visiting friends and family, and to a great degree, without the choice of eating what we wished, as visits to the shops were limited for many of us. We couldn't enjoy our weekly get-together with our friends. Him indoors couldn't go fencing on a Wednesday evening, and we weren't able to collect our granddaughter from school on a Tuesday and keep her until bedtime. Oh, woe! How would we manage? Well, we did. We coped with queuing outside the supermarket. Thank goodness for the good weather. We managed to get our exercise by going for a walk each day. We managed to do without hugs and kisses and put up with watching our loved ones blow kisses from a safe distance. One thing I noticed when taking my essential daily exercise or queuing at the shops was the politeness of strangers on foot and in vehicles. So many people were saying hello or waving from the car. We all became so civilised and pleasant and understanding. And something else happened. I was contacted by relatives to inquire about my circumstances. These were people I only ever see at weddings or, more likely these days, funerals. And Thursday's front door clapping for the NHS gave us the opportunity to see and ask about our neighbours' well-being. We are all more patient and friendly. And now I'm wondering if we will ever go back to how we were before. I doubt if many of us will squeeze past someone in M&S just to get somewhere a bit quicker. I think we will remember this for a long time and hopefully we will be better people because of it. We have certainly relearned that coughs and sneezes spread diseases, as the USA warned in the 1918 and 20 flu pandemic. And we now know how to wash our hands properly. And I have a funny feeling that many of us will be wearing a face mask when shopping for a long time. Unfortunately, the WI has had to postpone its meetings until further notice. But we have been keeping in touch and looking out for each other in many and various ways, and we'll soon be back to normal, whatever that will be.